This is episode 71 of IDRA Class Notes.
We had them at each quarterly retreat report back, how's it going with their mentees?
Okay.
So the teachers were doing show and tell of student work that were students that were their mentors, but the show and tell was, here's what Juan did in the math class. And the social studies teacher says, well, they painted this diorama of the history of something, and this is what my students did. And you saw the teachers compare and contrast their teaching approaches. So it was really interesting because certain disciplines bring certain kinds of approaches that seem to work well with the content.
Welcome to the IDRA Class Notes Podcast. I'm Christy Goodman, and I'm here today with Aurelio Montemayor to talk about his work, with IDRA's work with the professional learning community and mentoring project that has had great success for both student and teachers. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. It's nice to have you on this side of the mic. Well, we have talked about this professional learning community once before, but it was about 2 years old. So I want to kind of touch base on an update. But for those who didn't hear that first one, give us a little background about that project.
Well, first of all, you know, we've had a program to increase school holding power, our term for dropout prevention, since the mid-80s. And it's the Coca-Cola Valued Youth Program, originally funded by the company and then by the foundation of the company, and still supported in a very strong way by Coca-Cola. And basically, we took middle school students who, there was no intervention, there was a high probability they would not finish school. And we converted them into tutors of little ones with at least a 4-year difference in age. They tutored, and through their tutoring, their own self-concept improved, their attitude to school improved, their grades improved, they were absent much less.
Right.
They were present for disciplinary action in the principal's office much, much less. And just really success stories.
Right.
And we know how to do that. We know how to do it well. But we've always had an ongoing challenge or dilemma that when the Valued Youth Program works, it works because, well, it works when the rules are followed, and central to it is valuing. The looking at the assets and not the deficit. And that central piece, for children, for example, who before, if they were called for something, it was either something deficit or to be reamed out for something, they're now being invited to become tutors of little ones. And it turns it around for them. Well, that valuing concept, everybody within the program, the teacher coordinator, the counselor, has it. They support the kids. It works well.
Because the kids are in a classroom, so that teacher coordinator is who they see every day.
They see the teacher coordinator every day, then they go and visit an elementary teacher in an elementary class, and they walk over to their class.
Right. Four days a week.
4 days a week. They have three children that, you know, become like their adopted children. They're the teacher,
their
the counselor.
Siblings.
Yes. And at the end of the school year, there's many tearful farewells and stuff. And then you hear the elementary teacher saying, oh, I don't know what I could have done without her. She's an angel.
Right.
She worked with these three children, and now they can do their addition and multiplication. They couldn't do that before, and on and on. But if you go to talk to the tutor's teachers in the middle school, let's say they're eighth or ninth graders, and the teacher might or might not have that attitude towards them, you know.
Because they didn't see them in that context.
Right.
They see them in their math classroom
exactly.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And so what we said is, let's do a plan variation and rigorously examine the effects of this plan variation. And to it, we were going to bring actually two disciplines, two areas that, you know, are fairly well researched. Certainly, you see them in education. One is the professional learning community. And that's where teachers come together as professionals to share what they're doing and to improve as teachers.
Mm-hmm.
That is very valuable. It is very affirming to you as an adult to be supported at work in your own professional growth by your peers.
By your peers. Ongoingly.
Ongoingly. Mm-hmm. It's not a one-time thing, and
right.
It's not an external consultant coming to teach you something. You
yes.
learn mutually. And just like it's forever been in the science community, scientists are excellent colleagues with each other.
Yes.
Regardless of their personality background, they share about what they're learning, they question each other, they're rigorous in their relationship about what they're researching, but they are a professional community, learning community.
And one of the strengths is when they do it across disciplines.
Yes.
So that's what happened here.
Well, here's what we were going to do was, we asked a campus if they wanted to participate. It was a school district in South Texas, a small one. It's a rural school district, large by rural standards, but nevertheless rural. And we've worked with the district for quite a while. They have several middle schools. And we said, would you allow us to work with one of the campuses with this plan variation? And we funded it ourselves. We said, we're going to ask that you have a release time for the teachers. Mm-hmm. We built in a stipend for Saturday retreats.
And four of those in a school year?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we also made sure that the principal, in supporting the, what we wanted to do, created the same planning period for those teachers.
Oh, yeah.
And that they shared
important.
The same students. And so because there's 15 to 25 tutors on a campus, maybe there were about 20 VYP tutors,
okay.
they were going to be mentored by
right.
one of their teachers, either the English, science, or math okay. teachers. But then, so that each teacher would have three students, we increased it to any other students on the list that you think are special need or
okay.
mentoring.
So they may not have been in the
yes.
dropout prevention program. Okay.
They weren't Value Youth tutors, but they were being mentored. And so we presented the research to the teachers. First of all, we got their agreement to come on board. We started with one group of eighth grade teachers. And the first year, they became a team. And they were just the right combination. The science teacher was the lead. She was just very adept at having an agenda and keeping the group going.
Oh, okay.
But in our retreat also, we gave them norms and ways of board. But more than anything, we modeled a system, a process that was for dialogue. And we asked important questions about what we did as educators. And in those questions, it was asking on the one hand, what's working? What have you done in the past? What are your strengths as a teacher?
Mm-hmm.
And where do you get challenged?
Okay.
You know, and,
okay.
and people were sharing about that.
Okay.
They had already done a review of and prioritized what they saw as needs as professionals and how a professional learning community could help them and what they would want to get out of it.
Interesting. Good.
And
okay.
we measured it at the beginning and at the end.
Okay.
And this just came from the research that the Southwest Education Development Lab had done a few years before. And so our instruments for the teachers came out of that.
And did you also cover the valuing versus deficit assumptions in some way, or was that
It was in this sense. First of all, if they were just minimally familiar with the Coca-Cola Valley Youth Program, they mm-hmm. all understood what it was
right,
about.
Right.
And what these tutors were doing and stuff
okay.
like that.
Okay.
But beyond that, in helping them become mentors, we went over what are the main functions of a mentor. That you support the student in terms of their academic success, that you find out how they're doing in terms of their socialization and their behavior in school, whether they're learning or not.
Mm-hmm. You know, struggles they may be
yes,
facing.
And what they want to see in the future in terms of profession and college
okay.
and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so with a very, very sparse outline, but a clear one, we had them at each quarterly retreat report back in the retreat, how's it going with your mentees?
Okay.
So the teachers were doing two things. One is doing show and tell of student work that were students that were their mentors, but the show and tell was, here's what Juan did in the math class. And the social studies teacher says, well, they painted this diorama of the history of something, and this is what my students did. And so you saw the teachers compare and contrast their teaching approaches along the way.
Oh, okay.
See, so it was really interesting because certain disciplines bring certain kinds of approaches that seem to work well with the content. But obviously, there's some that cut across all of them. It was very interesting to see the real student work being brought to the classroom. And in the team, we had a counselor, we had the teacher coordinator for the Valued Youth Program, and we also had a social worker.
Okay.
So they would also enter the conversation in terms of, well, you know that family, they were so poor, they shut down the electricity, they were living in the car for a week, and this one, the aunt got ill, and they all had to go back to where the aunt lived. Mm-hmm. And there were pieces of real life coming in to inform the group, so that might explain some of the behavior in the student. But also they were seeing how in some classes the student behaved differently, and there was no one answer or anything, but it was just interesting. And so what we were doing in our facilitation was helping them have a structured but open conversation that they kept going back to, what is this about? It's success for the student. How are we showing we value the student? Mm-hmm. How are we advocating for these students when they get in trouble with some other people, with administration or whatever? Because we want the kid to keep the student in school and succeeding.
Which our research has shown is so critical.
Yeah.
Our study decades ago about there needing to be someone at the school who is an advocate for that student.
Yeah, I remember, 30 years ago. We did a study in Dallas. A committee, a group in Dallas contracted with us to look at the Hispanic dropout situation.
Right.
And we did a really intensive search. We interviewed hundreds of students, dropouts and in-school students, looked at their reasons, why they said they dropped out of school, all kinds of other stuff. One thing that emerged about one of the factors that ended up determining whether a student stayed in school was if there was at least one adult that had the big picture on the student.
Yes, that's it.
That student was in a relationship with one adult. It could have been a teacher, a counselor, somebody.
At the school.
At the school, who obviously had the best interests of that student in mind, mm-hmm. saw that student both in terms of what home life was like, what struggles the student was going through, what classes they were doing well in, whatnot, mm-hmm. you know, anything and everything. Yeah. And this reinforces, again, that because even the students that weren't tutors in the Vetted Youth Program, even those students did better in comparison to a control group because of the mentoring. So you had two parallel things happening that were, I think, really good. The teachers were feeling better about themselves as teachers. They had stronger self-agency. You could see that teaching was becoming more enjoyable, but also in their minds, they could see that they were having greater impact as teachers. Students were learning more. They had a better handle on their classroom management, things like that.
So clearly the extra time they obviously were spending, which I don't know if they were nervous about that at the beginning,
they had to give up part of their planning period during the week to have these meetings.
Right.
But over time, they saw this really paying off. It certainly paid off for the students because any qualitative time that the adults can spend thinking about each student is going to benefit the student.
Right.
Because it was also really clear that the context for those conversations was not one of, quote, talking about a problem child, but very, very positive, very supportive of saying, okay, how can we help this child? And here are the child's strengths and that and stuff like that. And so that also reminded me of these concentric circles.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about circles of influence you mentioned.
One of the things that, as a classroom teacher, I remember clearly is that when you have a challenging student that stops everything, that grabs all the attention in the classroom.
Right.
That's time that you don't spend doing quality teaching.
And energy that you're expending.
Sure, it takes energy, but also you cannot have a kind of a loose, free classroom, which you would like to have so kids can learn and talk and create. You have to become more rigid because you have one or two students that in that space that they would consider random or chaos, they will draw energy, they will have negative energy, and so you cannot devote it to teaching. Mm-hmm. It bothers other kids. When these students then become focal as positive students, when they contribute, then it frees you up to do even more creative things as a teacher. And so all students benefit from it. The other thing is, when you start mentoring students, you stop being just an English teacher. I was a high school English teacher.
Yeah.
And instead of teaching English, I'm teaching students.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing them more as human. And so it doesn't mean I'm going to coddle them or anything else, but I'll have more ways to interact with them and more explanations for behavior that will actually spur me to act in a different way than if my explanation of their behavior is, oh, well, he's a brat.
Right.
You know?
So their expectations went up.
Yes, absolutely.
And these were kids who were considered at risk of dropping out or having other kinds of specialties.
But we had seen that. We've seen that for ages in the Vetted Youth Program because, in fact, one of the challenges I mentioned at the beginning about we had on campuses is that a teacher will say, you pick so-and-so to be a tutor. I mean, he's horrible. He's blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And even when you tell that teacher you should see him as a tutor, they don't believe you because all that stayed engraved in their mind was this troublemaker.
Right.
And so because this turned around for all the teachers that were mentors, and eventually we included in second and third year two other teams. So all the eighth grade teachers were in a team.
Mm-hmm.
They had their own team.
Mm-hmm.
And so that had great impact. I think that our experience with professional development keeps reinforcing the fact that some errors that have been done in the past in professional development are like the infantilization of teachers.
Uh-huh.
You
right.
baby them, you right. spoon feed them, you talk down to them, you bring in the expert with a silver bullet, mm-hmm. and you know, it doesn't matter if the teachers like the presentation or not. Sometimes they just don't like it because the presenter is too arrogant. But mm-hmm. even if the presenter is pleasant and funny and enjoyable,
yeah, right.
it's still somebody from the yeah. outside coming in yeah. with the truth.
And here we have peers working with each other
right.
and mentoring students.
And obviously not all teachers are as good as some are better than others. But if you have actually... as a principal, a teacher that you consider a weak teacher, this is a way to strengthen that teacher.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
Because the team helps pull teachers up, helps them solve problems that they don't know how to solve. It's a place where they can come and let some, you know, just whew,
yeah.
vent.
Yeah.
But also where there is some hope.
Oh, that's good. That's
because
good.
If you go to the unstructured teacher's lounge and you hear some of the conversations, they're very demoralizing.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks your energy. You walk in all excited about something happening in your classroom, and you have two or three who have been there a long time. They have no hope for the kids, and they just sit there and they gripe, and it sucks your energy.
Mm-hmm.
These groups, these teams evolve into very positive, mutually supportive, problem-solving teams.
Mm-hmm. That's good, and it paid off. I mean,
yes.
it really showed in
yeah.
results. Our time is up.
Okay.
So thank you. And we're going to actually put some links to some resources about the program, the Coca-Cola Valley Youth Program, as well as some articles about professional learning communities and mentoring. Thank
That's
you.
That's good.
Thank you for listening to IDRA Class Notes. For more information on IDRA and other Class Notes topics, go to www.idra.org. You can also send us your thoughts by email to podcast@idra.org, or fill out the form on our podcast webpage at www.idra.org/podcasts.